Welcome to Everybody Can, a conversation about volunteers and volunteer opportunities in Jefferson and Coulomb counties. I'm your host, Sheila Ramsey of Senior Corps, retired and senior volunteer program of OLICAP. Inspired by the words and spirit of Dr. Martin Luther King, everybody can be great because everybody can serve. Our show highlights those organizations and individuals who provide time and a lot of energy to build what King called a beloved community. Today, we're talking about something new in Jefferson County, an online resource tool called Seniors Rising. Joining us today are Bob and Janet Woodyard, who came up with the idea of an online tool specifically designed for those of us over 60. And also joining us is a new volunteer, Nancy Blackmer. Nancy is newly retired from the OLICAP Housing Services Coordinator position, fresh off the parking lot there. Welcome, everybody.
Thank you.
Bob and Janet, tell us how this Seniors Rising got started and what you'd like it to do.
We became officially a nonprofit with the IRS September of 2015. We're a website-based resource for 60 and over people in the East Jefferson County. And our website has many resources, but it also has arts and entertainment section.
What made you want to do this, Janet? What compelled you to do this?
Being seniors ourselves and retired not that long, we both decided that hearing others talk and ourselves, that there needs to be sort of a cohesive, consolidated source of information.
Yes.
And so we developed this website. We decided, hey, we should do this. And so
and
we did.
And Bob went right along, right? Bob would.
Yes.
So how much work has it been?
Janet's put a lot of time and effort into this to get it up and rolling and to maintain the site, which is to keep it fresh and interesting, and people keep coming to the site and so forth. And she's put many, many hours and plans to put on many more. So that's kind of what we do.
And what are the areas that you cover in general? We'll get into specifics later, but generally, what kinds of things are on the website? I saw education. You've got a link to
resources, education.
Employment is an employment one. I saw that.
Employment, housing.
Transportation,
food.
So it's for across the board seniors.
It is.
A lot of needs are being represented.
So
here.
Right. Originally we started it thinking we'd target the low-income senior that's having trouble. But now it's become more inclusive to include everyone over 60, right. We hope.
Because it's not an either-or situation, is it? It's all of us together.
That's
somewhat
true.
In this. Would one of you like to introduce your volunteer, Nancy Blackmer?
Yes,
how did you find Nancy? What's going on here? How did this happen?
Well, Nancy used to, we went to the vegetable garden and the pea patch in, what's it called? The
Happy Valley
pea patch. And Nancy was one of the people gardening there. We became friends over the past couple of years. And liked Nancy very much, and learned she had some knowledge about volunteering. So we asked her if she would like to come to one of our board meetings, and that's how we became.
Welcome, Nancy Blackmer.
Hi, good morning.
And full disclosure, Nancy, while she was at OLICAP 2 weeks ago, actually, she was my neighbor in the office, and we used to chat over file cabinets. So I know Nancy quite well. Welcome, Nancy. So working at OLICAP as the Housing Services Coordinator, you must know a lot about the needs of this community.
Right? I have been working in that position for the last 4 years, but I have been at OLICAP for 12 years doing a myriad of different things. And resources was one of my key things, working with 211 when getting that started up in the area, and being a key component for feeding information to the 211 group to help with resources that are available in Jefferson County. Then I segued over to housing, and that became my major focus. So I have worked with both individuals to help them find housing and possibly to get them finances to get into housing if they're homeless, but also working with the Jefferson Shelter to Housing Program and all of their meetings that we've had for the last 4 or 5 years, too, getting together the 10-year plan and doing a lot of note-taking and so on, and being an integral part of that, I believe.
Right. So you know a lot about the needs in general across the board, I think. I can safely assume that.
Yes.
So how do you think Seniors Rising online platform is going to help?
Well, for one thing, I think it is a great place so you can just go to one particular place to see all of the things that are available. And not only are they referencing low income or nonprofit organizations, but also other for-profit groups like insurance groups and so on, where seniors would go to get information for maybe their Social Security, their Medicare, and that sort of thing, home care, energy assistance, all kinds of things.
Right. Are you getting a good response from agencies? I mean, are you out searching for new resources all the time, trying
yes.
to complete that?
Yes, we are. It's new, like we said, but we're contacting, and one of the things we need is, you know, volunteers, and also, you know, any donations would be grateful. Also, grateful to that. We're looking for volunteers to help maintain and help with the site and so forth, and also to contact businesses and people who might. No, might be interested in helping seniors.
Exactly. Yeah.
And so we—that's what we do. That's what we're all about.
What has surprised you? You've been working on this for 2 years, 3 years. How long have you been working?
A year and a half.
About a year and a half.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty good to get this far in a year and a half. My, that's a lot of work. What has surprised you about the community itself? Have you learned anything about Jefferson
yes.
County?
We've learned that in, you know, Jefferson County, for instance, you know, there's a poverty line number that's, you know, like 24,000, I think, nationally. And we've got a 33% senior population in our county. And, you know, we have to assume that maybe there's 14% of that would be below the poverty or at the poverty line. In doing so, we see that there's, in this county, a lot of need for information regarding all of this and what facilities there are for
right.
help.
And it's sort of one more like neural pathway in the community, you know, one more way to become resilient is to have another way of communicating what we need and who can help with that need. So what do you want the volunteers to do? One more time.
Oh, I see.
Tell me what you want the volunteers to do. You're looking for people to research
mm-hmm.
agencies and groups and organizations, right? And also to upkeep the
keep the material fresh and up to date.
How do we get to the site?
Seniors Rising. Hello, seniorsrising.com if you want to email us or at seniorsrising.com.
It's a very nice website, and I thought it was pretty easy to use.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, it's attractive. So let's talk a little bit about this idea of jumping in and participating. I mean, you sat in your homes comfortable, and then one day decided to, you know, scratch an itch, and there you have it. A year and a half later, you're building this platform. This is very typical of volunteerism in general, and certainly in our community here, the larger mm-hmm. Jefferson County community. Mm-hmm. So let's talk a little bit about that. Nancy, you know, there are lots of choices that you can make as a newly retired person. Why have you decided to do Senior Rising?
Well, I see the benefit for people of this community that are 60 and over. I would like to be able to segue away from OLECAP to be part of an organization that really brings a lot to the community. I think it's a wonderful thing that we can show to anybody out there, even outside of Jefferson County, as a tool that could be replicated in other communities as well. So I see that as a great platform, too. But to get the volunteers in to outreach to people, say, at the food bank or other events where seniors might be prevalent, you know, and get them to come in and learn more about the website and use it the more people use it, the more ideas that could be fed into to our group, so we could put more events up there. And
right. So you don't really know yet what this potential is of this. This is the beginning of something.
It's very new and exciting.
Really,
yes.
Mm-hmm. All the time.
Is this your first time volunteering, Nancy?
Oh, no. I've lived in Jefferson County since 1988, and I've volunteered pretty much at every Wooden Boat Festival throughout that time. For a couple of seasons, I volunteered at Centrum for summer concerts. And I also just do other small volunteer things, like, well, with the community garden, I was always the liaison to take food to the food bank on Wednesdays. And mm-hmm. and whenever I can, if an event was happening and they needed an extra person to do whatever, you know, I've always been volunteering as much as I could.
And that is the nature of the community. So it seems to me that this tool, Seniors Rising, reflects that kind of attitude about life, that we are here to be of service somehow.
It does, yes.
Janet's been a volunteer for 8 years.
I have been volunteering at the Chimicum Creek Literacy Program for kindergartners for 8 years through AAUW.
And so do you read to the children in the classroom, or how does that work?
No, we teach them literacy, how to read and write through phonics, and now a combination of literacy
right.
methods.
And that's enjoyable.
Mm-hmm.
It's so much fun working with the little guys.
They're 5 and 6 years old, yes.
So you're not a newcomer to volunteerism?
No. My work life was in the for-profit sector in Seattle, in the shipping and importing business. But since we've retired here in Port Townsend, I've been doing the volunteering there, as well as now I do... I'll co-chair the emergency preparedness for our neighborhood.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
Wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
You know, someone once told me really early on, it's not a matter of will you volunteer, it's where you'll volunteer and how
exactly.
many places you'll volunteer and how you build your life around being of service in mm-hmm. this community. So let's talk about that just for a second. What does it mean to a community to be just volunteer rich? And everyone is as actively involved in the civic world, our civic community. What does that mean? What does that do for the community? What does it do for the next generation?
Well, I think it's very beneficial, obviously, for people, especially in our age group. It is rich with lots of volunteers here, and that's one of the things we've found. We don't have any right now, but we are volunteering, and we're doing it.
This is volunteering,
ourselves.
Yes,
right. And we're not trained nonprofit people, but we've both worked in the nonprofit in the for-profit section, and have a lot of experience in managing and handling those things. So we thought, well, you know, if we're going to volunteer, why not do it ourselves and see if how we can benefit people in our demographic, which is somewhat underserved, I think. That was one of the reasons we formed Seniors Rising.
I love the fact that sat at your table one day and said, "Okay, what's the need and how can we do it? How can we fill this need?" That's just fantastic, really.
Yeah, we are hoping to bridge the gap between hoping for a solution and finding solutions for seniors, you know, by being here as a website. Also, I don't know if I mentioned that we have links to other Ole Cap's website. For instance, if you go to Seniors Rising and they have a website, then we link to that website.
I saw that. So it's very convenient, very, very easy to use.
Yeah.
Excellent. Okay, is there anything else you want to say about Seniors Rising or just the life of service? Because I'm kind of all about that right now.
Well, one thing I would like to say, since I am newly retired, is that I see volunteerism in this community or any community as a way to keep connected. You know, I certainly didn't want to end up being one of those people who sat around and watched soap operas and ate bonbons. You know? I want to be involved in the community. And, of course, I have been for many years. But I think it keeps your relationships and your mind vibrant. And for seniors to volunteer, it's extending your life. I really believe that.
And Seniors Rising seems to be a pretty good way to make some of that happen.
Thank
you all for coming in today.
Yeah.
Appreciate
thank
it.
You very
thank
much.
You.
Thank you.
Everybody Can is a production of KPTZ 91.9, Port Townsend, Washington. I'm your host, Sheila Ramsey, and our production coordinator is Mike Schletzer. I'd like to thank programming manager Larry Stein. I also want to thank Pat Rogers and all the volunteers at KPTZ who work many hours with a lot of love to bring us all eclectic music and local conversations, both here in Jefferson County, Washington, and on the web at kptz.org.